Hey girl, you feel that? That's boyfriend material. This is episode 26, Young Hercules from 1998. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too, and this episode is brought to you by Burlap.
Oh, you mean burlap?
No, that's boyfriend material.
Joe, we have made it through an ordeal.
We'll be
upfront and candid with you, our dear listeners, whoever you are. Email us boyfriendmaterial@cageclub.me. This show has 50 episodes that are half an hour each.
20 minutes. No, they're 20 minutes each.
Well, yeah. They are, and then if you skip the intro, which I did every single time, and you skip the outro credits, it's closer to like 19.
Yep, I agree. Yep.
Still, that's like 17 hours of stuff.
Yeah.
This has 50 episodes. The next episode we're doing, Breaker High, has 44 episodes. So that's still, in reality, 14, 15 hours of stuff.
Yes.
I watched 10 of these, and I was like, "Hoo boy." And then you started watching them, and I got to
about 9.
And I was like, this is not
rough.
Meant to be binged. This is difficult
Definitely
to watch
not.
21 years later. So what I did, dear listener, I watched all 50 episodes, and I gave Joe a list of 6 or so that are the quote-unquote good ones, and I think they are good.
They were the best ones, for sure. You did a really good cherry-picking of the best ones.
Because what really what I think happened as this show went on, because this is 50 episodes over one season, so they did all of them.
This is literally an after-school special. They were doing, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, they were doing the whole thing.
I don't know.
I don't know
if it was one a week here's a little behind the scenes. So, and I'm gonna bring back to how we're sort of covering this episode, but this show, apparently, in the history of television, is unique in, it's like a case study in how to shoot TV efficiently and effectively. So this was all filmed in New Zealand. And so the way that they did this is that they broke the season into chunks of 4 episodes. And so they would write 4 episodes to basically be able to be filmed in about the same space. So there might be like 4 tavern episodes, or 4 where they're normally in the forest, or 4
oh,
where
I can
they're
feel
normally,
that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Even if they weren't 4 back-to-back episodes, they would go film those 4 together and then be able to sort of save time and save money in terms of schedules and locations
Genius.
And reshoots. And so they were able to come in, finish quicker than they anticipated, spend less money, and also because they didn't, like, waste money, all the money that they had they could put into on-screen effects and stuff. Apparently, in the history of TV, this is, you know, an inventive way of doing it, and to do 50 episodes of anything in a year
is rough.
Is remarkable and is rough. So this is also, as I was saying, filmed mostly in New Zealand. A lot of these people supposedly went on, like, almost immediately after this to go do The Lord of the Rings, because that started coming out in, like, 2003-ish, I think?
They did The Lord of the Rings afterwards? Oh, yeah, because it's in New Zealand.
Like, not the actors as much as, like, the CGI guys, the special effects guys. Like, all the crew went to go do that.
Makes sense.
The show was aired out of order. I watched in the DVD order, which is still not even necessarily correct. Like, it's this weird, because I think there's just so many. So what was a weird thing is that, like, at one point, Jason becomes king. Coronated, he becomes king. The next episode, he's a prince again. It's like, wait, what? And there's a bunch of those. Like, there's one
That's
where Cora, who is the tavern owner, shopkeeper, whatever, sort of becomes a follower of Artemis, who's, like, the archer, and then she, like, becomes, like, a world-class archer herself. And I was like, but, like, that never happened. Like, I don't think they ever showed that. But, like, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, she's suddenly, like, this, like, master archer. It's like, wait, what? What? There's weirdness there. But, again, this is not a show that's meant to be watched 50 episodes over the span of 2 weeks, or, like I did, 40 in, like, 4 or 5 days. Like, that is, you know, I was delirious by the end. But as they did 50, I think my 2 big takeaways, and this is sort of what I highlighted for you a little bit, I think the writers ran out of ideas, because that's a lot of plots that they need to do, and shit just started getting weird. And I think also I think the acting, specifically with, like, Gosling, like, I think he was probably losing his mind. And there's, like, there's one episode that I didn't make you watch where they basically have, like, a, you know, they're at school the entire time, and they sort of have, like, a parents come to school for the weekend.
Okay, so they have, yeah, like, parents weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
There's, like, this whole thing where one of his friends hire, like, he doesn't want his actual parents to be there because they're very strict, so he hires actors, and the actors are thieves, and blah, 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 blah. Gosling's mom comes, because obviously his dad is Zeus, and this whole series is just Gosling has daddy issues. Like, that's the entire series.
Yeah, that's the entire series.
his mom shows up. He's trying to distract her. And just the way he, like, delivers lines, he's like, you know, he's like, oh, you know, they cook pretty well here. And then she's like, do they? He's like, actually, no. He's like, barley, 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 barley. He says barley, like, 8 times in 5 sentences. And either the writers were losing their minds or Gosling was losing his mind because it doesn't sound natural at all. And it's like, what is happening here? And, like, it's a small example where I was like, I don't know what is happening. It broke my brain a little bit.
I think that as we go, because you spread the ones that I watched out a little bit. So, like, you know, you get taste as it goes. Definitely by the end, Gosling seems pretty delusional. It gets better. You picked it out, because I watched, like, the first 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
And it's fucking hard. Because this is a show made for after school, made for children, that you'd watch, like, when you come home and you, like, have a snack first thing, to where, like, you definitely shouldn't be binging this. It's very Power Rangers-esque. That's what we kept saying to each other, as it feels like Power Rangers to me.
Yep.
So in that sense, like, it is not a show you should watch, you know, 15 episodes at a time. And the first 8 or 9 that I watched were rough. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can make it through this. This hurts. And you're like, look, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, you were much further than me. You were like, here's, I've seen, like, a couple that are good, or, like, one that's good so far. I'll give you the highlights.
And the important thing to know is that I don't think there's, like, necessarily a good episode until episode 13.
13 is the best episode, by far.
So 13 is an episode called Forgery. This is such a simple show, because, I mean, it sort of has to be, because it's a kid's show.
It's for younger children. It's not even, like, a kid's show in the sense of, like, we've watched shows that are, like, young teen shows, like, kid shows. Frankenstein and Me, right? The Gosling movie that, are we going to do after? Yeah. That
yes.
We're going to do coming up soon is a kid's movie. I like kid's things. I'm watching Harry Potter right now. That's fine. I don't mind kid's things, but this is, like, a very small children's after-school show, so it's, like, super dumbed down.
And so what they have to do in a certain regard is let people come in at any time. So, like, there's never really serialization. Like, there kind of is. But one of the biggest changes from episode to episode is, like, who Gosling is in love with. They have their female classmate, who he kind of has a crush on at one point.
Yes.
And then there's Cora, who's the tavern owner, who he has a kind of has a crush on.
He
and then there's
a
lot
a crush
of
on, yeah.
goddesses that come down, that he has sort of a crush on all of them. And then there's the Amazon women, which I don't know if you saw the Amazon women, but he's kind of in love with one of them. Then he goes to Hell for a while, or to Bacchus, you know, basically the devil, like, sort of, you know, Bacchanalia, like the good times god or whatever.
The party god.
Yeah. And there's Eurydice down there, and he's got affection for her. And it just feels like he probably has, like, 8 or 10 romances over the course of 50 episodes. And a couple of them come back a couple times, but it's just like, who's the girl in this episode? She's the one that I have a crush on.
Which lends to the idea that you were saying that, you know, they shot all the episodes at once. They kind of just put them together later. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, we have this girl here, so that's your crush now. Like, instead of, like, keeping one character for a while, there's a few that, like, Ares is around, and they all do feel like they were in a series. Even though he's over all 50 episodes or something.
Right.
Like, it definitely feels like they were shot in a row. Because there's sometimes that, like, you know, main characters just, like, won't be in the show for long segments and stuff.
Like, the other sort of frustrating thing, every episode, like, the overall through lines, like you said with Ares, it's the same thing almost every time. Like, Ares is upset at him
because
they're brothers. Or there's strife and discord.
Trying to kill him.
Who are these other
yes.
gods who are always upset at him. And then there's, when they're not in them, it's just the three doofuses running around. It's Gosling and his two friends, and they're just getting into mischief. Like, that's the only type of story that they have.
No, dude, the first, like, 10 episodes, every episode was somebody stole money, and they either have to get it back, or they stole money, or they got blamed for stealing money. And it was just, like, this stealing money theme for, like, 10 episodes. I was like, holy fuck, like, is this the whole like, you're basing this on Greek mythology, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of cool stories. I get that
yep.
you don't have a lot of money for CGI and stuff like that, but, like, every fucking episode was, like, somebody stole money, they have to go get it. Somebody's, like, stealing something, they have to go get it. Somebody's about to steal something. Somebody's blaming them for stealing something. And I was like, God, this is painful. But then, like, once you get past that in the episodes you gave me, there was no, like, you know, them stealing money theme in these ones, so.
And that's, I think, why the episodes that I picked work because they're the episodes that, like, that's not the plot, where they either do something weird or they have special effects in sort of a different way. Like, there's other ones, like, there's, like, bad, crazy CGI in this that, like, is, like, it looks terrible, like, but it's refreshing because it's not in most of the episodes. Like, yes, it's bad, but it's like, oh, at least they're trying something new.
It feels fun. Like, the one where, like, early on, like, Gosling gets picked up by a dragon or somebody gets picked up by, like, a dragon or something, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, this dragon looks horrible, mm-hmm. and it's clearly, like, it's, like, shot of CGI dragon, shot of the claw holding a guy in the air that's, like, a real claw that they built somewhere, and then, like, shot of CGI dragon and back, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. Like, if the whole thing was, like, this zany, I would be really excited.
So let's talk about the six episodes, and I'm going to sort of give you, like, I basically took a handful of notes, and, like, just, I started taking, like, plot notes, and then I went back about halfway through, and I'm like, I don't care about most of this, so I just got rid of a lot of it. But there's some kind of weird notable events that we'll go through at the end, sort of things that you missed, but that, like, as a sentence, you might be like, that sounds fun, but it's not. Like, it's just, like, a crazy thing that happens, but it's not worth you spending 19 minutes on.
Okay, that's fair. After I had stopped, I restarted, you gave me episode 13, and this was by far my favorite episode of this show, and I think that if you're listening to this and you want to watch one episode of this that's the most fun, 13 episode about that's called Forgery is the best one.
The wiki summary, and the important thing to know is that the wiki summary, for the most part, is exactly the episode. Like, they are able to, in a single sentence, describe 19 minutes of plot, which tells you there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Tired of being considered a wet blanket, which is a phrase they use in the episode.
In quotes, yeah. Wet blanket, they call him a wet blanket multiple times.
Hercules uses Hephaestus's forge to change his heart and give him, quote, the fire inside, but the fire soon burns out of control. And this is basically Gosling goes bad for an episode, and it
is... No, he goes on a bender. He goes on a coke bender is what it is. He's like, he gets addicted to a stimulant drug, essentially, is what happens. He gets the fire inside him, and he's like, woo! And then, like, he shows up to, what, Corinth, right? Like, they're going to Corinth is where he wants to go to, like, his friends are going, they're partying, they're like, you're a wet blanket, because he doesn't want to go. And then, like, all of a sudden, he shows up there, and he's like, hey, bitches, I'm here. And, like... and, like, is drinking and, like, talking to chicks and just, like, is on a bender. He's just, like, full of himself in the most, like, coked out way you can be.
And like I was saying before, there is a lot of him as romantic lead in this show, but this is, like, he's on drugs here and he's hitting on everyone. And he's finally,
like, he's trying to fuck anything that moves.
I'm half God. I'm going to get this. So this is the other thing. So I think a lot of the show, to a certain extent, I mean, at some point you're like, yeah, I get it. But Hercules is half man, half God. The show does a pretty good job, I think, depicting him kind of caught between worlds, where he's super strong, but he's not like a god, but he's also not just a normal person. He doesn't sort of fit in either place. And so he kind of gets made fun of by both worlds. And
sides.
I think that's kind of, you know, for a show
about teenagers.
Yeah, he's
like the shittiest of the gods. Like, the gods all shit on him. But he's also, like, the strongest of his friends. But then they're like, you're just a god, so, like, stop dicking around. Like, oh, I agree.
There's a quote in one of the episodes where they're like, how often do you meet a son of Zeus? It's like, well, I don't know, like, every four or five episodes. It seems like he's got kids everywhere. Like, that's always a plot line. But, like, they do certain things where it makes sense, like, the strife that he's going through sort of works. And I think that episodes like this kind of highlight that in a different way. And so he's caught between worlds. He's also like, I'm going to get my fuck on, and I'm going to hit on everyone in this bar because I've got the fire inside.
Much like a bender, it spirals out of control.
Yeah.
Like, he just wants to party the whole time, to the point where his friends are like, dude, like, we need to stop.
Just like Eddie Murphy's girl, he wants to party all the time.
He's spiraling out of control. And it's taking over. It's consuming him. He's like, I'm a fucking god. I'm a god. And so they're like, we have to snap him back out of this. And they realize that the only way they can send him to rehab is if they cool him off. Because he's literally burning up. He's so hot. Because he has the fire inside.
Mm-hmm.
The equivalency of rehab is they have to dump a bunch of water on him. They're like, where can we get some water? There's like, well, there's this lake over here. And he's going back to Corinth to party again, so we'll just meet him on the way to the lake, to Corinth, and we'll throw him in this lake. It takes a really great wacky turn here, because Gosling starts shooting fireballs at everything.
So this is one of the least boyfriend material moments where I wrote down where he's like, he's trying to set his friends on fire. Like, this is definitely not a boyfriend material moment.
no, it's not. But it's great because, like, all of a sudden, like, of all the episodes, like, he's just really strong. It's Hercules.
Yep.
But, like, all of a sudden, he can harness this, like, fireball potential, yeah. like Mario.
Yeah.
So he's just, like, shooting these fireballs and shit. And so he's trying to set his friends on fire. Eventually, there's, like, a whole bunch of fire around him. And they're like, look, the real Hercules, he's still in there. You know, he might be on a bender, but he's still in there. So, like, I'm gonna throw the one guy, one of his doofy tripod friends, the one's gonna throw the other one into the water, and then Hercules will jump in to save him, and when he cools off, the fire will be gone. Mm-hmm. He'll sober up. And so he throws him in. Hercules is like, oh, shit, no, and then jumps in to, like, save him because, like, he's pretending to drown.
Well, so that's the thing. So his friends are like, we need to get Hercules in the lake. We're going to throw this guy in and pretend he can't swim. And then the end of the episode, they're like, I actually can't swim. So, like, these fucking idiots, like, throw in a guy who's, like, they're like, literally almost killed their friend to save Hercules. Thankfully, it snaps him out of it. But they're like, oh, we got a good plan. We'll pretend he can't swim. Oh, wait, no, he actually
can't. But he just tosses him. He's like, here, pretend like you can't swim and tosses him in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like, can you not swim? And then Hercules is fine. That was it. Once he went in the water, the fire was out of him. He sobered up, and he was like, whew, glad to be back. Like, I'm okay again.
And most boyfriend material moment saves his friends. He doesn't kill his friends, so.
He doesn't let his friend drown. And he became a literal wet blanket, which they referred to. Wet burlap blanket, yeah. Yes.
Oh, actually, hold on. So so that we don't I don't overwhelm people at the end, I'm going to sort of go through, because I have the notes in chronological order. So some boyfriend material moments that we've missed so far up to this point before this episode.
Yeah.
So it's an episode called Girl Trouble. I don't remember what happens.
Women?
It might be, yeah. And yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it is, because I think that's one of the episodes saw, right? The Amazon leader is just like, Zeus sucks. I hate Zeus. Gosling, like, before he tells her who he actually is, he's like, you know, I heard Zeus is, you know, pretty great. And I'm like, least boyfriend material moment, but this woman who has, like, basically firsthand account of, like, abuse and, like,
yeah,
you know, she's the victim here, is like, Zeus is a monster. And he's like, yeah, but not all men, right? And then, at the end of the episode, he saves her life, and I'm like, oh, that's a little bit of a most boyfriend material moment.
Did she really need saving, though?
That's, you know, kind of the m'lady, like, let me save the life. Then,
exactly.
In the episode, Cyrano de Hercules, sort of helping, I think, his friends fall in love, and there's a most boyfriend material moment where he gives advice, he's like, if I know one thing about girls, can't make them like you, which is, I guess his
that's
way of
good.
Saying... No means no. Like, if she's not into you.
I don't think so. I think that it means, like, you know, just try another one.
But then, in that episode, they make a girl. Like, they basically weird science a girl. And so he's like, they're trying to be like, well, you know what? Like, if you were, you know, what's an ideal woman? He's like, let me tell you what a woman is. And it's basically, and I don't remember, but he's basically like, she likes to cook. She likes to clean. She likes to serve your every need. And they're like writing this down like, oh my God, yes. And that's not very great. That's not very boyfriend material moment.
No, that's pretty bad. I don't think I saw this one. That's awesome. Here's a woman. She's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She cleans.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, like, the thing that really gets me is this show teeters between, like, being a present day show and obviously set in Greek times for Greek mythology reasons. So they'll say stuff like, that chick is dope. And you'll be like, what the fuck did they just say?
Yeah. This is something else that I was reading on the wiki. It's like, this is pretty much period authentic until they choose, like, let's not do that at all. It's like, it's like most of the stuff sort of feels like, yeah, this is old timey, you know, they're using, like, the kinds of plates and cups and stuff, and then they're like...
But then there's, like, a drive-through at the fucking inn.
Right. Or, like, Strife is just, like, looking like he's a glam rock star. It's just like, what are you doing, man?
He dresses very Billy Idol the whole time. Mm-hmm.
There's an episode called Battle Lines, which I think is a three-part episode, and he saves a classmate from a spiky death, which is a boyfriend material moment. The episode after Forgery is called No Way Out, and this is Lilith. So this is like basically a boys' school, and there's one girl who shows up.
Yeah, there's one girl that showed up at some point.
And later in the series, when they visit, I think it's... Okay, so it was the episode I thought I was going to make you watch, because I was reading the description, I was like, this is going to be great. And it's where Gosling goes home and finds out his mom has a new boyfriend, and Gosling hates his mom's new boyfriend. But it's not
Which
fun.
Sounds dope.
That could have been, like, a wacky, like, you know, one-up, whatever, but it's not. But in that episode, Lilith, who's their the one female classmate, like, they do, like, a She's All That makeover, like, they just put her on a dress and put a little makeup on her, and then the three doofuses, including Hercules, are just like, what? And, like, you're a girl?
What a babe.
It's... crazy. But anyway, episode 14, No Way Out, Lilith's birthday episode, they're all throwing her a secret surprise birthday party, right? And so Gosling says, let me take you mushroom picking. So I was like, that's kind of a sweet boyfriend material moment. Like, we're going to go, we're going to get you out of here, going to go do a nice thing.
Like a date, like a cute friend date. That's but not then, like a date,
they get trapped in a cave because the rock's falling on them and she hurts her leg. And I was like, that's not a very good boyfriend material moment. Like this, like, you know, let me get her out of town. She's now like gravely injured. And then he uses his strength to like pick the rocks up and throw them out of the way and climb out. And so that's, he carries her to safety and brings her to the birthday party. So again, sort of salvages the boyfriend material moment. But I was like, oh boy. Yeah, that's a
gravely wrong.
It's it almost went very, very poorly. But the next episode I think I had you watch, Ares on Trial, which is where Gosling is a lawyer defending Ares, who's on trial for trying to kill Gosling.
Yeah, I know.
Which I did not misspeak. That's the plot.
As I'm watching this, I know that, like, none of this really makes sense, but, like, I'm watching this, and, you know, you gave me the ones to pay attention to, so I'm watching this one, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, the episode starts out, Ares tries to kill Gosling, and you're like, okay, and then Gosling's like, but I'll be your lawyer to get you off of this. And I'm like, is this real? Like, I thought that he was prosecuting him, but he was defending him, and I was like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, because like, apparently it's like champions, like in sort of like in Game of Thrones, or even like in this show, they do champions at one point. But it's like, if you're on trial, you can choose anyone to defend you. And it's something like, it's some weird logic, I think, where it's like, if they don't get you off, they have the same punishment too or something. It's like, what is, so like, in Ares' mind, either way, he wins.
Yeah, he either gets to like punish Gosling or, okay. Long story short, it was strife the whole time, but Gosling plays a lawyer, and it's hilarious, because he's playing Lawyer Goss again, and we've seen him play Lawyer Goss, and that's a lot of fun, and he's, like, very charming in this episode, and, like, and you get to see some of his personality come through, as opposed to just him, like, spin-kicking putties everywhere, like, normal, so.
His defense is that, like, well, Ares, you try to kill me all the time, like, this was no different. And then, you know, he brings his friends on trial. They're like, well, I don't know if he's doing anything different. So it's basically, you know, in addition to just it being strife, it's just like, well, he was just kind of doing what he normally does, which doesn't feel like a defense because, like, he should be charged with this all the time.
Attempted murder. Yeah. All the time. Yeah, he's like, Ares, you sucked that day.
Yep.
And he's like, and Strife's like, no, he didn't. And he's like, yeah, Ares sucked really bad that day. And he's like, no, he almost had him. And he's like, no, you sucked. And then he's like, it was me. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. And then Ares, like, gets to beat up Strife and Discord. So that's it. End of the episode.
Then I made you watch the first couple minutes of Liar Liar,
which is a recap of a previous episode, I think, right? Because that recap was great.
So there was one, I don't know if you got this far. There was one point where, like, he's talking about, he's sad about not being Eurydice's boyfriend, right?
I agree. I watched this.
Who is Eurydice's boyfriend? Is it A, whoever her actual boyfriend is, or B, Hercules? He goes, ugh, B, Hercules. Like, but it's not true. But the way, like, that's, I just wanted that one line where she's just like,
I made it that far.
Upset about not being her boyfriend, even though he is very clearly not her boyfriend. But he's just like, oh, I'm her boyfriend. It's like, no, you're not.
Stop lying. Why are you making this up? But yes, that was a great line, and I did make it that far. And I assumed that that's the point that you wanted me to watch, and then I stopped after.
Because this is part of, like, a 3-episode arc, I think, where they go to Bacchus, and they steal his lyre, and then he's sent, like, you know, the harp-ish thing.
The recap part was great, by the way. It's like Gosling steals a lyre, and he has it, and then they chuck it into the ocean for no reason. They throw a lot of shit in the ocean in this show, too, by the way. Like, if you want to get rid of something, just chuck it into the ocean. It's
Gosling,
gone forever.
Yeah, there's an episode we're going to be talking about where he has, like, the crystal that Ares wants. He's like, he's going to need to find it. He just, like, hurls it into the atmosphere. Just like, cool, okay.
Yeah, it's gone. No, he's chucking it into the ocean. He just throws really far. So he just, like, throws it. I wonder if they were littering all over the place in New Zealand, just, like, tossing crops into the ocean all the time.
In this episode, Eurydice is, I think, because I think it's something to the effect of, like, Eurydice helped Hercules sort of escape with a lyre, and so she's on trial. And so she sacrifices herself in a way to get Hercules out of Bacchus is after Hercules, and so she's basically like, no, this is my fault, I'm gonna take the blame, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then the episode ends in a truly most Boy from Cheryl moment where, like, there's, like, this vortex, essentially. It's basically, you get to, like, in Superman, it's, like, the Forbidden Zone. Forbidden Zone? It's where they get sent...
The Upside Down?
It's basically, yeah, you're in hell, you're being tortured for all of eternity. And yeah. Gosling's like, I'm gonna take one for the team, she doesn't deserve to die, and he jumps into the vortex. They're like, oh, he did such a purely selfless act... He can't possibly be tortured for all time, and they take him out. So they're both free and clear. I think it's Bacchus or one of Bacchus's minions or whatever, maybe even Ares, I don't know. This is where it all starts to blur together for me.
Yeah.
Then there's a part where Nemesis is... The gods are invisible unless you're a god. So the gods can either be invisible unless they choose to show themselves to you...
And you can call them, too, kind of, sometimes. You can call them, and they just, like, show up. You're just like, damn it, Ares! And he's like, poof! And you're like, oh, fuck!
But what was driving me crazy about this is that in a world where, like, their headmaster, like, basically Dumbledore in this world, is a centaur. Gosling is Hercules, who's half-god, and he, like, you can see that he has, like, superhuman strength. And yet people are just like, I don't know, I don't see Ares, I don't think the gods are around here. It's like, how do you doubt anything in this world where, like, wacky shit happens all the time? Like, there was a dragon. Like, how do you not believe that the gods are real? Anyway, that gets us to the next episode. Dad always liked me best. Hercules meets another half-brother, Lucius, who's tracking Pollux for the murder of Castor, which I liked because Castor and Pollux, aside from being Gemini, is also Face-Off. They're the character names in Face-Off.
Ah,
Gage and his brother.
Cool.
But things aren't quite as they appear. So, Joe, why don't you talk about this episode a little bit?
So this episode starts out, he's, like, kind of in the woods, and he's, like, and he finds, like, a fighting partner. Roundhouse kicking. This is fully them fighting putties in a forest. And they're, like, arms, and, like, he throws him, he, like, you know, double leg kicks him to the chest, and poof, this guy, like, explodes, essentially, and then he does it. And he's like, oh, you're pretty cool, man. We should fight more often. And he's like, yeah, Zeus is my dad. And he's like, what? Zeus is my dad. And then, like, then they become friends. But turns out he's not really his friend.
No.
He's like, pretend. Is he pretending to be one of the other brothers?
I don't know. Like, that's the other thing that, like, in mythology,
because
Zeus has,
happy,
like, hundreds of kids.
Fast. Yeah.
And Gosling is always, like, stunned when he meets another brother. He's like, oh my god, you're also a son of Zeus? It's like, yeah, like, how do you not know this by now?
Also, Zeus only hates Hercules because, like, he hangs out with, like, all the other kids all the time.
Which, by the way, I didn't have you watch the finale, but in the finale, Zeus runs into Hercules, but he's dressed as, like, an old man. Gosling helps him or whatever, and at the end of the episode, Zeus is talking to, like, these big eyes in the sky. He's doing pretty all right for himself. But, like, that's the closest he ever gets. Like, I thought, like, there would be, like, a reunion or something. No, he's just, like, being a trickster god, he's basically being Loki and just being like, yeah, fuck this kid. I like all my kids except for him. He can do whatever he
dick.
Wants.
Yeah. Turns out that Hercules, this is his brother, and the brother's plan is that he has to kill Hercules because then he'll prove that he's the best son.
Yep.
That's why this is dad always liked me best. And, like, Hercules is the most fitting opponent. It goes into this really wacky sequence. He's hanging his one friend from the ceiling above a bunch of spikes. And Hercules has to save his friend, but is also, like, tied up. And his friend's like, I'm gonna drop your friend on these spikes now. And then it just becomes a fight sequence where, like, Hercules is trying to stop him from falling on the spikes with, like, the rope. And, like, also has to fight his brother. There's great CGI where it's, like, it's supposed to be a shot from underneath, like, where the spikes are, looking up at the guy about to fall on the spikes. But he never moves. And it's just, like, his face and, like, green screen behind him, like, really shitty green screen behind him. And then he just, like, has to make faces, like, as if he's falling towards the spikes or being saved from the spikes. So his whole thing is just, like, no, terror, and then, like, surprise happiness, like, over, it just, like, these two shots of his face over and over again, while Hercules is, like, you know, jumping 30 feet in the air. Like, he has, like, a 30-foot vertical at one point. He just, like, jumps, like, clear up, the, like, the top of this thing.
He's crushing at the combine, I can tell you that much. He is just, you know, vertical on, on point.
And then, like, that's the whole episode, but it was a great episode, and I did like all the wacky. There's a point in the beginning that I missed, like, when they're fighting in the woods, where Hercules is like, here, watch this. And he just, like, leans over the brother that he eventually has to fight, gets on his back, and just, like, Ninja Turtle spins and just, like, kicks, like, 300 guys just because he's just, like, spinning on his back. They make, like, that ride at, like, a park that they, like, took out that you used to be able to be on, that you would just, like, spin it really fast and then, like, somebody could, like, fly off.
Yep.
It's like, if, like, Gosling was the bottom part and his brother was the part that you sit on, that's what happened. And he just, like, spun his legs and killed everyone in this forest.
Beautiful.
That was the move that they used.
It's a beautiful thing.
It was fun. That was a good one. It was wacky, but it was really good.
The next important episode, and important maybe in quotes, is they're like, oh, hey, it's a dream episode, and it's called In Your Dreams. Ares enlists the god of dreams in his latest scheme to get rid of Hercules by trapping him in a deadly nightmare. And this is an episode where it's like, I think I want you to watch this because, like, dream, it just got
it's
weird.
Fun.
And then
this is a really fun one. This was a good choice.
Then there's a part where Gosling meets his mother, and it turns around, and it's Gosling as his mother, and then it turns out that that's just, like, evil Gosling. It's like, what is happening? So there's suddenly two Goslings.
But you forgot. It starts out that the god of nightmares is just chucking cards through a window that are like, these are what the nightmares are. Death and destruction, chucks it through the window, like hits some guy, and he just like, he has like a deck of cards of like evil things that could happen in a dream, and he just like, just throws them into the universe. And then like Ares shows up and he's like, I need your help. And he's like, I'm busy, Ares. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, chucking these cards out the window. And I'm like, this is a great start to an episode. I was like already sold. They're like, okay, look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna give Hercules a nightmare, and then we can capture all of his friends in the nightmare, because apparently that's a rule. So they give him a nightmare with his friends, and then they're like, cool, we got them. And they just like capture his friends. And they're like, no, we're in nightmare jail now. And they're like literally just like screaming in terror in nightmare jail. Gosling can't get them out, and then he wakes up and he's like, fuck, all my friends are gone because they're in nightmare jail. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how do we get them back? And so the guy's like, well, fuck, go to sleep. Look at this glass of water. And Gosling's like, what are you talking? And then he's like, asleep. So he's back in nightmare jail too. And so then the movie's like kind of like Inception, kind of like Stranger Things. It's awesome. This is a really good one.
Yeah, and then that's where we have like Dark Hercules. And this is the episode that ends with what I was saying before, and I might have mixed them up too, but like it's a very similar plot to what it was before.
But you know what this reminded me of when he's like fighting like Dark Hercules? It's like, do you remember the one level in Ocarina of Time where you had to fight Mirror Link?
I never played Ocarina of Time.
Really?
I know.
That's like the greatest game ever. Okay, so there's like a part of Ocarina of Time where you have to fight Mirror Link, where you have to fight like an evil version of yourself, and like the game just kind of like reverses all of your moves that you do at it.
Okay.
And it's nearly impossible to beat.
Yeah, like I've seen, like I think in Smash Brothers, I think there's like that Dark
Mirror Link.
I think he's like, he's been around. Like I know him,
and he's
but
reflective.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from this game. So this is essentially what Gosling's doing, but it's really cool to see Gosling do like the Eddie Murphy, Marlon Wayans type thing, where he's like playing both characters. He's like, "Huh, I'm evil Gosling," and then like they turn the camera, and he's like, "I'm Hercules. What are you doing?" And so then they fight each other. They're like, "Okay, we're gonna fight each other," but it turns out that like he's like, "You know what? Oh, because that's it. His greatest fear is himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to fight himself because that's his greatest fear." And it turns out that all he needs to do to fix this is to give himself a hug. So he just gives himself a hug. Oh, because the evil Gosling is trying to go through the portal. And it's like us, right? Because he's trying to like replace good Gosling with evil Gosling in the world. So he's going to go like full us the movie. There were so many like references and stuff. I was like, damn, goddamn, this is a great episode. He's trying to go through the portal and his friends are like, no, we're in nightmare jail, but we can't let you.
Yep.
And then he's like, no, here. And he's like, this is all he needs. And he hugs him. And he poof disappears. He's not scared of himself anymore. And Ares is like, cool, Gosling killed himself. Dope. And Gosling's like, just kidding, I didn't.
Yes.
And wakes up. And that's, I think, the end of the episode.
Yeah. Because a lot of these episodes, like, so as the show went on, I was like, I know exactly when the episode's going to end, because it feels like there's, like, this, like, exactly, like, perfect button. And then, like, they started doing a thing toward the end where, like, that would happen, like, 17 minutes in, and they're like, oh, fuck, we have, like, 2 more minutes to fill. Now what do we do? And then it's like, them having dinner or something, like, just like, that was a wacky adventure, right? It's like, well,
they do the recaps at the end. Oh, they're like, woof, glad we made it through that one alive. And then they're like, silly kids, and then it ends, yeah.
So the episode after that is called Sisters, and I did not have you watch this. I told you about this a little bit. So this is where Cora, who's a tavern owner, who, by the way, is like, you know, the most attractive person in the show, aside from Gosling,
she's
beautiful in 90s ways. Like, she's too made up, and she's, like, too, like, sort of that fake 90s hotness, but she's gorgeous. And apparently, in this episode, no one likes her, because that's what has to happen in this episode. And so, her sister
Everybody has a crush on her.
Yes.
They're, like, all having a crush.
They all have crushes on her at different times, and she rebuffs all of them all the time. And that doesn't matter. But in this episode, her sister Cleo shows up, and Cleo is the life of the party. And Cleo is, like...
Is she as hot as is Cora?
No, but she's not unattractive, but she's, like, in terms of just, like, pure looks, like, she's, Cora's probably more attractive, but she's, like, fun. Cora's essentially a small business owner. She's like, I gotta get my shit done,
she's getting
man.
Her shit done. I agree, yeah.
And so Cora, Cleo shows up, and she's, like, got, you know, frizzy hair, and it's colored multiple colors, and she just, like, let's have a good time. Like, I'm bringing in live music. We're redoing the menu. Like, it's basically Gordon Ramsay in, like, restaurant, like a restaurant takeover, you know, like, Hell's Kitchen, like, whatever. Let's mix everything up. We're gonna make this better. Cleo is just, like, taking over the
she
bar.
She comes in like John Taffer and just is like, shut it down!
Yes. And even though it's not going poorly, it's just that Cora is just, you know, not having fun. So then Cora gets jealous because everyone loves Cleo. So Cora comes in the next day with her hair frizzy and multicolored. Ooh. She's like, we're having a good time now. And she's like trying to drink and like, they're all, you know, it's a bunch of guys, but like Cleo can hang. But she's like, look, I can burp. I'm not going to the guys. And then Cora's like, I can burp too. And she like has like this like meekest little burp. And they're like, it's all right. Like you're trying. It's cute, Cora. Yeah. It's fine. But then Cleo is like wanted. I know this sounds like an episode you should have watched. It's not as exciting as I'm making it sound. But okay, Cleo is wanted by basically the Cosa Nostra. And so they accidentally kidnap Cora because she looks like Cleo.
Oh, because she has the frizzy hair and the dyed hair now.
And there's a guy who's basically doing Marlon Brando as the Godfather. Just like doing this terrible thing. And then, you know, Hercules
is
has to go save her.
Because mini spoiler in one of the episodes of Breaker High that I want you to watch, Goss does a full Goodfellas.
Ooh, boy.
He does a full line of Goodfellas. And, yeah, okay, sorry.
There's not a lot in that episode about Gosling, and I know that, like, the episode as a whole was kind of fun, but, like, it was just, like that is, it's like 5 or 6 minutes of crazy and, like, 15 minutes of, like, absolutely nothing happening. That was the one that was teetering. I was like, I don't know if I should or not, but it's not a terrible episode to watch. It's just, you know, the other ones I think are better, especially because they're more about Hercules.
Yeah.
In episode 32, they're studying, they're doing, like, they're cramming for a test. There's just one part where Gosling sings and dances, like, he's like, here's how I remember things, and, like, he and a buddy, like, sing and dance, and, like, they're like, this is the history of Greece, or whatever, and she's like, oh, okay, but, like, they're like, do you do a song and dance about everything? They're like, no, of course not. But clearly, as time goes on, he would.
Yeah. I was disappointed there wasn't more dancing and singing by Gosling in this movie, in Young Hercules, but you picked out some ones where I get some later.
Yeah. The episode after that, they stumble across a farmer who apparently, I don't know if it's the same actor or not because I did not pay attention, but he looks exactly like Ares, and so they need to train him to be Ares to, like, get out of a...
What?
I don't know, but, like, Gosling's, like, not in this episode, basically. Like, he's just, like, the dummy brothers, the dummy friends or whatever, training this guy to be Ares. And it's like, oh, that's kind of a funny idea, but he's not really in the episode. The one where Jason becomes king, the wiki summary is basically, like, as Jason becomes king, Gosling has to save an execution. But what happens is the execution is from a giant. Like, there's this 30-foot-tall woman that they, like, basically conquer and then put in prison, and then Gosling breaks out. But, like, the wiki summary, which had basically been pretty perfect and exactly, like, I would read it and be like, okay, cool, I get the gist of this episode. There's no mention of a giant, and the episode opens with them battling a giant, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, how are you this far off? But then, the next one, Me, Myself, and I, where it is Hercules comes into possession of an eye that can foretell the future, but the blind
There's three witches. It's Hocus Pocus.
Yes,
there's three
that
witches.
Own it, curse his friends to get it back. And this was another pretty good episode.
Yeah, so Gosling runs into the three witches, and they're, like, eyeballing, fondling this eyeball, and they can see other things. I think I missed it, but I think they just, like, drop it and run. And Gosling finds it, and he's like, and he picks it up, and he's like, oh, shit. And then he can see, like, other things that are happening in the future or whatever.
But only if they're bad things.
Okay.
I think.
So he sees, like, some shit. This one was pretty good. Wasn't my favorite of the set, but this one was pretty good.
It just felt different, because, like, the witches, like,
it's so weird.
There's this one sort of black vortex kind of thing that they go to, like, 3 or 4 times. Like, wherever they film the witches, there's, like, this, basically a black hole, a black cave, where they have, like, a couple, like, that's, like, their sci-fi element. Like, they're like, this is when shit gets weird and there's witches. And I wrote this one down because this is the one where Jason becomes a boar.
Yeah, so he becomes a pig, and then, like, he's eating. So they put curses on them. Like, one becomes a pig, and one gets, like, attacked by plants all the time. And that's the premise of this.
Yep.
So the one's, like, eating, and he's like, I want slop. And then, like, his friend's like, cool, I'll feed you slop. And just, like, dumps a bunch of slop into it, and he just, like, eats a whole bunch of slop. They start to get chased for some reason.
Because that's what this show is. They're just running from place to place.
The boar friend that's the king, right? He's the one that becomes the king, for sure. He's getting chased.
Oh, by the way, this is after he becomes king. So, like, this is the episode where it's just like, oh, he just became king the episode before. Now he's a boar prince.
And so he's running, essentially, from Bulk and Skull from Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just getting chased through the forest. And Hercules is like, I have to save my friends. And so, like, he's like, come on, let's go find him and save him. And then his friend just keeps getting attacked by plants the whole time. And, like, getting, like, locked up by plants. Like, handcuffed to a tree, handcuffed to a bush. Because, like, every time he walks by a plant, it just, like, just hugs him. The boar guy's like, I need more slop. And so he's eating, and he eats the eyeball that Gosling had.
Yep.
That he could see the evil things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, eventually, what happens?
Things work out, because things always work out. I don't remember exactly what happens, but...
No, it's like, you need to give me the eyeball back. And he's like, I ate an eyeball, why? And he's like, give it back. And then he gives it back, and he's like, here it is, witches. And he gives it to the witches, and the witches are like, undo. And they just, like, fix everything.
But then, the episode ends with a great joke where they're like, oh, I wish we had the eye, we could spy on Korra. It's like, really? We're doing, like, a hidden camera, like, spy on women joke? It's like, that's... not great. This episode also starts with, it has nothing to do with the plot, but they're in class, and there's something like, a kid's like, basically be like, yeah, Zeus sucks, like, I don't like Zeus, and Gosling's like, well, actually, I think Zeus is pretty great, and like, he's just like, getting like, this like, cat fight with a boy in class, because like, the kid's like, oh, I don't like Zeus, and he's like, no, Zeus is pretty great.
Yeah, but why is this dude talking shit on his dad in school? Yeah, is that the one where they're like, where he's like, what god is this? And he's like, Zeus, and he's like, well, how do you know what Zeus looks like?
Yeah.
And he's like... because there's a sculpture of him.
Yes.
And he's like, well, how do you know about these sculptures?
Yeah.
And he's like...
Mm-hmm. I sort of wanted you also to watch this episode because, like, it had literally been 10 episodes since I saw a good one. And I was like, I just... There's, like, this is the best of, like, a shitty stretch of the show. You know what I mean? Where I was just like...
This wasn't bad. It just wasn't my favorite compared to, like, the coked out one, the wacky... fighting your mere self one. Like, this is definitely good. And, like, with the whole, like, you have to wear a pig nose and eat slop the whole... I was entertained.
The episode after this, Pythagoras of the Theorem shows up, and this is basically like, let's have an episode where no one has any fun. Because he comes and he's like, I don't believe in the gods. He shows up and Gosling is battling either Strife or Ares, and he's visible because he doesn't want to be seen. And so he's like, oh, you're just playing, like, is it just like a play a trick on the new guy? They're like, no, like, there's gods, like, he's just not showing, he's not revealing himself to you. He's like, well, I don't believe in the gods. And there's this whole thing, and then at one point, Gosling goes to him, he's just like, hey, Pythagoras, what are you doing? He's just like, I'm working on this theorem about triangles, I've got an idea. It's like, oh, what, this is, okay. But that was like, it's basically, by the end, he still doesn't believe in the gods, but he sort of is like, open to like, belief in general. It's like, you know, like, what you've been watching for 38 episodes about how like, anything can happen, let's just drop somebody in here who's just like, fuck all that, no. I don't believe in any of that. And it's just like, well, this is not fine. Like, this is just,
yeah,
all right.
Sounds unfun to me.
In episode 40, Aeolus, one of his friends body swaps with a deer. And things get weird. And this is where I sent you the screenshot of Gosling hiding behind a branch.
But it's like a great picture. It's like one of those pictures where you see like the side of the kid's face and then his whole body on the other side.
Yep.
Type situation. It was beautiful.
The episode is Aeolus's uncle is his hunter, and Aeolus has like grand ambitions to become more than a hunter. But he's like, I can't let my uncle down. And so I need to prove to him that I can hunt. And there's this, like, golden something or other in the woods that, like, there's only, like, one of. And, like, Athena and Artemis, like, protect the shit out of this. They're just like, this is, like, you do not hunt this. Like, if you get caught hunting this, we basically kill you.
Yeah, but everybody's trying to steal stuff from Athena. Didn't they try to steal her cup at the beginning of one episode? Like, at the very, very beginning of the show, too?
Because and everybody like, has...
Fuck.
There's all these gods, and no one respects any of the gods. They're all just like,
no,
fuck you, gods.
Like, yeah.
And so
terrible idea.
Aeolus tries to shoot. He's like, oh, I see the golden steed or whatever. I'm going to try to shoot an arrow and kill it. Gets caught, gets body swapped with the deer. His uncle goes out to hunt the deer.
Ah.
Hercules, because they find Aeolus. He's just like walking around like an idiot and like eating leaves. And they finally realize they're like, we think something happened. They're like, oh, maybe if this is a deer, then the deer that his uncle is hunting is him. Like, we need to stop him. There's video footage of a deer eating a leaf, like an actual deer. And then you hear a voiceover from Aeolus like, oh, I see my uncle over there. I better run away. And then he runs away. But then he eventually, at the end of the episode, gets hit in the hindquarters with an arrow. And then they call on Artemis or Athena or whoever. And they body swap her back. They're like, you know, we're not going to save you. Because you basically atoned a little bit, we can let you die like a man. And then in the end, there's a happy ending or whatever, and he doesn't actually die. I don't remember if they save his life or if they give him medical attention. Basically, the important thing is that screenshot I sent you where he is hiding behind a bush, basically.
It was a good screenshot, yeah.
So in Friday Night Lights season 4, Coach goes to a different coach. Like Coach goes to a different school. Like, it's like he's in like the Dillon High School, and he is like this powerhouse of the high school football team. And then there's realignment, and they bring in this other guy, and he gets ousted to like East Dillon or West Dillon or something. And it's basically a predominantly black school. It's a predominantly poor school. And this is where the show is like, we kind of need to, like, we can't just have them keep winning championships. Like, we need to do something. And so they introduce, like, a bunch of new characters. And in there's, like, Michael B. Jordan. And, like, there's a bunch, there's a couple people who are, like, become, like, actual, like, you know, and, like, it's great. So in this, like, 40 episodes in, they introduce, I think, the first black actor in the show, and this guy Theseus. And Theseus is basically like this supposedly this war hero who comes in, and he's like, oh, I did this, I did that. And he's not like teacher age, but he's kind of like a teacher. Like, he's somewhere above student, but not quite fully fledged teacher. But he's like this arrogant, cocky asshole. And there's a place that's called the Forbidden Zone. You just don't go there because bad shit happens. Also, Helen of Troy shows up. It's just like, oh, are you Helen from Troy? She's like, yes, I am. I'm like, cool. Okay, that's all we need to know. This episode, they, like, they're racing. Like, the episode starts mid-race, gauzing against Theseus. And then they're like, we can't go to the Forbidden Zone. They're chariot racing.
Chariot racing, okay.
They go racing again. They go into the Forbidden Zone again, and Gosling drowns in quicksand. But, like, underneath, there's just, like, this, like, hidden prison or dungeon or whatever. But then Theseus finally admits that, like, he had been lying about everything. Like, he was a deserter in the war, and he didn't actually, like, win all these medals or whatever. He saves Gosling because they know where he went. And so he gets back in everybody's good graces, even though he's not necessarily, like, a full teacher anymore. But it's, like, this weird, like, let's introduce a new character who then he, like, sticks around. Like, there's a lot of episodes where they'll be like, oh, here's a new person, and they just disappear. Like, he's in, like, probably 5 or 6 of the last 10. Like, we need a little bit of color, and also just, like, we are running off the rails here. Like, we need something, like, new and exciting. So he sticks around. He's kind of, he's pretty cool. He's not bad.
There was this, just on the note of the quicksand, there was this cool, like, Vice episode, I think, I was watching. Mm-hmm. And it was about people that have a quicksand fetish.
Ooh, ooh, okay.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I highly recommend you watch it. There's these women that shoot, like, these quicksand videos.
Okay.
It's kind of just, like, really thick mud. They find, like, these, like, really thick mud holes. And they, like, won't tell anybody where they are. They're like, no, these are, like, my honey holes for quicksand videos. Weird. And then, like, these guys pay, like, lots of money to have these, like, custom quicksand videos sent to them. They'll send them a costume. They'll be like, wear this, like, you know, nun's outfit. And then, like, pretend like you're drowning in quicksand. They shoot these custom videos. And it's, like, this whole department of porn that's not porn that I never knew about. It's very, very strange.
That seems normal and healthy.
I mean, it doesn't seem unhealthy. It's not like...
Yeah, no, I don't want to shit on it. It just seems weird. Like, what? How does that get... how does anything get anybody off? Like, how does that get... You know what I mean?
I want to know at what point you were like, you know what gets me going? Quicksand.
Like, how do you discover that fetish?
I don't know, man. The internet, apparently.
Or probably. You watch this episode, you're like, oh, Gosling drowning. Like, I know. I'm not gay, but like... Something like there's, I'm getting tingles.
So, like, one of the things was they talked about this episode of Tarzan, or like one of these Tarzan movies where, like, one of the chicks gets, like, stuck in quicksand, like, in this Tarzan movie, and it had, like, all of these sexual innuendos in it. I think that that's, like, a big they're like, a lot of people, like, are like, that's it, that's the pinnacle of quicksand porn for us. They're like, she's like, oh god, it's so sticky, and they're like, this is what does it, and like that was the beginning of it. They all want them to recreate this scene. Anyways, go watch this. It was like well worth the 15-20 minute short Vice documentary that it was. Like, super interesting.
Cool. Okay. Also super interesting is the next episode, basically the talent show episode called The Prize, which is the last episode
I loved. Yes.
Was it just me, or was Gosling wearing way too much makeup in this episode?
Way too much makeup, and his hair got, like, really, really blonde.
Here's the other thing that I was thinking, like, because I couldn't take my eyes off of him, because I was like, what is going on with him? And I wondered if he just got, like, super, super tan, and they tried to, like, compensate by, like, with makeup, and, like, it made his hair look different. You know what I mean?
Maybe,
like,
he was hungover.
Maybe. I don't know. Because he was only 16, 17.
Yeah, but he's in New Zealand, and he's, like, now he's dicking around on the show. He's probably, like, 3 weeks deep in here. Like, he made some friends that could buy him booze at this point.
It's true. But this is the episode where there's, like, a crystal. This is the crystal that Gosling throws into the atmosphere that Ares
there's a crystal,
wants.
There's a crystal for no reason that's part of a talent show prize that's going to happen at Cora's bar. And so they're putting together, like, you know, there's some goat jerky, there's some money, and there's this fucking paperweight. Because they don't know that it's, like, this special crystal. And Ares is like, oh shit, they have the special crystal.
What I liked about this episode, I think it was Gosling. Was it Gosling acting as a receptionist and like he's just like checking people into the talent show?
Yes. And he's the hostess.
He's the hostess.
For the restaurant, yeah.
He's like, name, because he's not looking up. He says Ares. He's like, no, Ares, okay. He's like, profession, God of War. He's like, God of War. What? It's like, you know Ares. He's been in like 15 episodes.
And Gosling writes one Greek character. Did you notice that too? Like, as he's writing Ares' name down, he writes like one Greek letter and he's like, Ares. And he's like, just like writing like one real slow. Yes, but I did like this part a lot.
Well, that's
too.
Also a new wrinkle about the show is that like about 2/3 of the way in, they're like, let's just bust out like alphabet. Like, you see Greek writing kind of a lot, like 4 or 5 times. Yeah. It's like, but like in the first, say, 40 episodes, there's none of it. And then all of a sudden, starting at the parent-teacher episode, there's like every 3 or 4 episodes are like, hey, we're going to just show people writing for no reason. It's like, why? Where? Why? Okay, sure. But yeah, Gosling writing here. But the reason I had you watch this is because Gosling,
it's
musically
incredible.
And talented, musically
one.
Inclined.
Don't skip over.
Okay,
don't
go ahead. Sorry, over. Go ahead.
So Ares checks into the talent show because he wants the crystal. And they think that he's coming to fuck shit up and to like, you know, just ruin the day. He's like, no, I'm participating in the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, really, Ares? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I'm going to be in the talent show. And so he like goes in and they're like, Ares is here. He's going to fuck shit up. And it's like, no, he's going to be, oh, this is incredible because like, instead of him just coming in, just being like, fuck you, give me that crystal. He like actually participates in the talent show. So he does this like zoot suit, like, swing big band,
and it's kind of great.
It's awesome. And then he does like some Elvis in it. He like all of a sudden he like rips off his like hoodie and he's like wearing a full Elvis costume, and Ares does like a full thing and the crowd goes nuts and they're like, whoop, you won the talent show. Like, that's it.
But wait.
Then they're like, so they're like, okay, let's go get the prize basket for Ares, whatever. Like, Hercules is like, he fucking won. I can't believe this. So he goes and he's like, here, he's like, we got the fucking goat jerky. We got the money. Here's this fucking paperweight. And then his brother's like, oh, shit. Isn't his brother? No, his friend. One of the doofus friends.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's like, oh, shit, do that again. And then he realizes, like, when he touches the crystal, it glows.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, fuck, he must want this. And he's like, we can't let him have it if he wants it, so we have to be in the talent show.
Yep.
So they go and they do like Blind Melon or like some kind of like grunge band type thing. He's like, come on, like you have to sing. And he's like, no, like I don't sing in the shower like earlier or whatever. Like I only sing in the shower. Like I'm not going to get naked to sing for these people. And he's like, what are you talking about? But okay, so him and Gosling. So Gosling like grabs a lyre that looks just like the one that they chucked into the ocean from Bacchus.
Yep.
And he just like starts slaying and they play like these like grunge kind of like slow jam hits.
Yep.
He sings, Gosling plays. And then they're like, well, the crowd didn't go nuts, but you guys are fucking good. You won.
Well, there was a tie. They have like a sound meter, remember? And there's like this meter that goes, it's like, there's no markings, but there's like 8 little orbs. You know, they're like, all right, who likes Ares? And it goes all the way to the right. It's like, all right, who likes Gosling? It goes all the way to the right. Oh, we have a tie, so you both win. Ares like reaches for the prize bag, right? He's like, I just want the one thing. You can have the rest. And then Gosling is like, you want this?
Yeah, and he pulls out the crystal and he's like, yes, that's what I want. And he's like, why? And like, and then he gets like, you know, lightning bolts now, not fireballs. And he's like shooting at Ares. And Ares is like, God damn it. Like, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. Give me that thing. And he's like, no, you want it. And like keeps shooting these lightning bolts. And Ares is like, God, like you can't, you don't even know how to aim. Like, stop.
Yeah.
And then Gosling's like, I don't. And he's like, see, you missed again. And he was like, just kidding. Look, he hits the chandelier. Ares looks up. Chandelier falls on him. Everybody has a great day.
Yeah.
But that was a good episode, too. I really liked the talent show one. That was fun.
Yeah, that was the last, like, really great episode. Like, what happens after that, the episodes after that, there's the Parents' Day, which I was saying. We were talking about Barley. There's one that feels like a clip show, but I couldn't remember if it actually was a clip show. Because it all blended together so much. And this was, I watched literally 17 in a day on Friday. And this was, like, the 15th one that I watched. And it all looked familiar, but I wasn't sure if it was actually familiar or not. And it's just like, oh, yeah, we ran out of ideas. Here's a clip show. It's like, okay.
Oh, it was like a recap episode? There was like a full episode that was recap?
Basically. We're just like, remember that adventure we had? And I don't remember exactly what the plot is, but it was like basically like a, remember that time?
Everything's Better with Ice Cream?
Yeah.
The South Park episode where they're like, remember then we ate ice cream? And now it's like, yay.
Then there's an episode, 47 Mila, where there's this woman who is basically trying to impress Ares, and then Ares is like, yes, you're my daughter. Like, you are, you know, I want you to do this for me. Like, you're going to be on the bad side. And then at the end of the episode, it becomes clear that, like, she's not the daughter, and then, like, rails against Ares, and, you know, she has daddy issues, too, because she doesn't know her dad, and she's, like, trying to impress Ares. And then the only other episode of note was the final one, where he meets Zeus, but Zeus is in street clothes, he doesn't know he's Zeus, and...
That was it. I think we covered a lot of it, and you gave me some great ones. The ones that you gave me were awesome, and I was very happy to watch those and talk about them.
So the next week we'll do, I mean, we still got the games and stuff to play in this episode, what we can do at least, but on the next one we're going to do Breaker High, so I'm going to watch a handful of that, but I will probably do, I don't know, unless I love it, which I don't think I'm going to love it.
I think you will. Rachel said she, like, looked it up on Twitter. She just, like, searched Breaker High on Twitter, and it's apparently, like, this, like, classic teen show. I mean, like, I'm only, like, 6 or 7 deep right now. I can't confirm that you should watch all of it, and you probably shouldn't watch all of it anyways because you watched all of this, but it's way better generally than this is.
Well, that's good to know. I just, you know, doing 50 of these, like, just killed
rough,
me.
I'm sure.
Let us now talk about, and this is going to be a broad, I mean, we covered it in pretty good detail here, but hey, guys.
Yep.
What's in your hands? What's in your hands, guys? At the end, we'll start at the end, the lyre. He's got that, you know, basically electric guitar and the lyre.
Lightning bolts, a crystal.
The eye.
The eye. Fireballs.
He's throwing rocks all over the place.
Throwing rocks. Money, because he's always, like, getting money, stealing money.
Oh, really early in the show, he does tackle someone when they're playing... It's not football, but they're playing basically a game that's sort of like football. I think it's an episode you watched, and I was like, oh, that's something that his character in Remember the Titans could never do, make a tackle.
Oh.
So he's got somebody's body in his hands there. You know, he carries people around a lot.
Food, because he's like, they're essentially like waiters at the restaurant sometimes.
He's
too,
a waiter like for 3 episodes. He's a bad waiter.
Yeah, so they're like food.
He's got the scroll or the feather or whatever when he's writing the Greek letter Aries.
They steal the scrolls from school, like they're, you know, grades at one point. Mm-hmm. He has that in his hands. He has a lot of stuff in his hands. Mostly, like, the wacky stuff is fun.
Yeah, and the important thing was that the reason we started this was for musical instruments. He's got the lyre, and so, like, that's, you know...
Yes,
it's bringing it all back to the beginning. I don't know if there's a trailer. Or there's probably commercials, but I'm not going to watch commercials. I have hit my limit of Young Hercules. I am never going to watch another minute of this again.
Oh, Rachel also said, just like a tidbit note... Rachel said that she looked it up, and he's in, like, the next show, which is, like, Hercules for, like, a couple episodes.
He's in one episode. I said this, I mentioned this briefly in one episode.
But he's not Hercules.
He doesn't play Hercules. He plays just, like, some random-ass character.
Which is so weird.
So maybe we can find that, because we're in a couple episodes, we're going to do a clip show. So maybe we can find a clip of that, because I think it was, like, basically a year before this, the Kevin Sorbo show, I think, the Hercules, which, by all intents and purposes, people love. Another thing that I can't believe that we've gone this far and have not mentioned, by the end of the show... They, like, the sound effects guy lost his mind, because every time they make any kind of movement, like, they move their hands, like, woof, whoop, 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 whoosh, 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 everything, every movement, and, like, they do entire scenes where, like, there's no dialogue, but they're just, like, you know, they're moving the heads, they're looking, and they're pointing, and everything, it's all sound effects. I'm like, what is happening? Jesus.
Or they hired a new kid, like, straight out of school, and he was like, I'm sending it, like, this is my chance.
Yeah, I can't. And we can't have silence. We need sound
for everything.
If you Google young Hercules Ryan Gosling, the only things that come up with are interview or YouTube. So we can't really play the Google game.
Nah,
it's not on Letterboxd because it's not a movie. It's a TV show. Joe, we're gonna play Fire Ass Titles, and I don't know how we're going to do this, but if you were going to rename this entire TV series to basically be High School Musical, the most clear, bare essence. Exactly what it is, nothing more. Half man, half god.
The fire inside.
Young Doofus.
The Three Musketeers.
The Three Stooges.
The Three Stooges, that's a good one. Greek waiters.
Mm-hmm. Greek salad, like any kind of like Greek food, you know what I mean? Like falafel, hero.
Spanish opera.
Ooh, hero, but it's spelled gyro.
Hero. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I was thinking like the bar. How about like... Warrior School.
Yeah.
Warrior School Musical.
What's that? What's the full title of Miss Peregrine? Miss Peregrine's Home for Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. This is like oh God, what's his name? I already forgot his name. The centaur's name. Just whatever his name.
Know.
Home for Bad Boys.
The X-Men.
Again, I said this on a couple episodes ago for a different show, but I'll use the same episode of Lost title. All the best cowboys have daddy issues.
Canadian gods, like American gods.
Ooh, or New Zealand gods.
New Zealand gods, Greek gods.
I think that's good.
Okay, cool.
All right, so Joe, in the episodes you saw, your pick for... Actually, before we do this, so the most boyfriend material moment.
Yes.
You had said, it's about Greek mythology. He's going to get to the point where Oedipus is about to have sex with his mom, and he says, bro, don't do it. Then he has sex with Oedipus's mom. No, but
no,
there is an episode where he goes to see his own mom and tries to tell a guy to not have sex. So I'm going to say half point. Like, there's no Oedipus, but, you know, not terrible.
He cockblocks someone.
I said that he was going to save a girl from a falling rock. She owes him her life. Then he saves another girl from a rock. That puts a strain on the first relationship. He does save, I mean, he saves Lilith
kind
from
of
the rocks.
Yeah, that's close.
And he always... It feels like everyone he's in a relationship with does not care that he's in a relationship with, like, every other girl. Because he's not really in a relationship. So there's no strain there. But that's like, you know, we're boyfriend-girlfriend for this episode because it makes sense. But then, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
So, Joe, the episodes you saw, probably about 15 in total. What are your picks for the most and least boyfriend material moment?
The least boyfriend material moment is in the fire one when he just goes to just, like, force kiss Korra and she punches him in the face.
Okay.
Like, he, like, leans in, he's like, hey, baby, and, like, goes to kiss her, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing, mm-hmm. Hercules?
Sure.
And she's, like, very aggressive.
Yep.
The most boyfriend material moments, but there's, like, an early one, and Korra has to go away, and he's like, we can cover the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I feel like that's, he's like, he, like, lets her, like, take a vacation or whatever.
But, like, shit hits the fan. Like, things do not go well.
Yeah, they fuck it
but
up. But
tries.
I mean, like, the idea of it, where he's like, Korra, we got this under control for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, least boyfriend material moment, I think that episode where he tries to murder all his friends, you know, where he's the fire inside. Like, that's not very cool. Like, that's just, you know, he's being a dick.
He's just on a coke bender. Yeah, he's just, like, terribly boyfriendy there.
Actually, no, I'm going to go just sort of like a series-long thing. And I mentioned it earlier when he doesn't believe the Amazon, you know, has had a run-in with Zeus. But, like, every time he picks his dad, Zeus, when he has never met him, right? And he's always like, no, my dad's the best. Shut up. My dad's cooler than your dad. My dad can beat your dad up. Like, it's just not a good look, man. Just relax.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
The most boyfriend material moment, in addition to just him saving the day in almost every episode. Oh, there's one episode where he is defending Nemesis from this, like, so Nemesis is, so there's Athena, who is, like, the goddess of the hunt. Athena hires this woman, Nemesis. Nemesis is hired, I think, by, like, every god. Like, whenever a god is like, I want you to kill this person, they have to go kill that person. Or, like, Nemesis has to go kill that person. So, like, so you're like, yeah, fuck Athena, I don't believe in her, whatever. Athena's like, okay, cool, go kill Joe, too. And so Nemesis goes and kills you. Nemesis is going around, but she decides that she doesn't want to kill someone because, like, they're not necessarily a bad person. So then Athena sends this other person to kill Nemesis to basically become the new Nemesis. And it's this woman who's, like, vaguely Asian in some respect, and she's got, like, this, like, top bun with, like, a 4-foot, like, braid, and she kind of Willow Smiths it, and, like, she's, like, whipping her hair, and she's using this, like, as a whip and, like, a weapon, and Gosling grabs the hair to defend Nemesis, and then cuts her hair off. That's kind of a boyfriend material moment because he saves Nemesis' life. And the girl's like, you know, my hair's just going to grow back. He's like, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But, you know, for someone who was, I think she was supposed to kill one of Gosling's friends, for him to then save her life because she sort of had a change of heart, pretty boyfriendy.
Yeah.
Or him sacrificing himself to save Eurydice's life. I think that might be my number one. You know, him being like,
that's
I will kill
tier.
Myself so you don't have to die.
Yeah, that's top tier.
So now, Joe, Breaker High, you're already knee-deep into the show. I don't know if you can guess. Based on what you know, do you want to guess for an episode you have not seen yet?
Like, for the overarching ones?
Like, basically...
No. I know too much about what's going on already. It, like, even, like, a couple episodes in, like, maybe if I was, like, less deep than I am. Like I said, I'm only, like, 6 or 7 in, but, like, still, I see where it's going. Like, I can't.
So
but
all
I
know
like
about
you to
it,
guess.
All I know about it is that it's high school on a boat. Gosling does apparently a Goodfellas thing.
Yes,
so the most boyfriend
that's,
material
that's
moment,
like not a
yeah, I feel like that's not actually about the story. That's just like a thing he does. So the most boyfriend material moment, I think, is that he is going to... Oh, okay. So they're going to... Because I think you had mentioned to me, and I just sort of assumed this anyway, but like that they have excursions, right? Like they dock and they go somewhere for a day
so
or whatever.
So pretty much every episode, how it works is like every episode, they're like, we're in a new country this episode because they're like on a cruise ship and they're like, we have to do... Like, because it's high school, they're like, we have to do like a cultural thing. It's all clearly Canada that they're in, but like every episode, they're like, we're in India today.
Cool.
And like, we're in Japan today.
Yep.
Or we're in China.
Yep. So I'm going to say the most boyfriend material moment is that... Oh, no, actually, I'm going to do at least first. I'm going to do it, again, 2 and 1. So they dock at a place, and they go have a day. And they're learning, they're experiencing culture, whatever. There's a girl that he likes in the class, and he teases her, and he gets her all flustered, and she runs back to the boat. Like, he likes her, but he's being mean to her. And he's not, you know, he's not being a good guy, makes her upset, and she runs off to the boat. And so that's a least boy from Joe moment, like, because he's not showing his affection in the proper way. But the most boy from Joe moment is that he goes back to the boat, he, like, wants to make sure that she's okay. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm also pretending like I know what I'm talking about.
It's okay.
But he finds out that she left her, like, favorite earrings behind. And so he goes back to town, and he looks all over town, he finally finds the earrings and brings them back to her. And it doesn't make her love him, but it brings him back to neutral. And she's like, you know, you did a bad thing, but this was a nice thing. He makes her feel awful, but then he saves her, brings her back something that she'd lost.
Even as little as I am into this show, you have so many right elements that have nothing to do with Goss.
Okay.
You have, like, a lot of elements that are like, wow, I can't believe how much you hit. Like, over the scope of, like, all the episodes that I've seen, like, you have, like, a lot of things. It's just, like, they don't involve Gosling, and as of where I am right now, Gosling is, like, just getting shit on by all the girls. Like, they all know that he's just, like, a giant idiot.
Cool.
So.
Cool. All right, Joe, the last thing we have to do is nominate this for some awards. So we can't really
best
do
hair.
Best film, worst film. We can do best hair for sure. Do we want to say best or worst role, or no?
No.
Okay.
No,
most released boyfriend show caliber role, again, sort of in the middle. Best song, soundtrack, cinematography. Best costumes, I'll say yes. We can always cut it out.
Okay.
Best hair, for sure.
Best hair, for sure.
Best or worst love story, no. Best scream. Again, like, this is something, like, you know, if I'm paying fully attention to it, like, I might have noticed this, but, like,
he had some screams. He did. And the ones that you showed me, he had some screams.
Is there one that you want to nominate?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Best cry? I'm sure he gets, like, pouty, but I don't think he really cries. He just sort of, like, butt hurt when people are mean about Zeus for a while.
Yeah.
Best punch in the face. I mean, he gets kicked a lot, but there's nothing that, like, is super noteworthy in terms of him just getting, like...
Are we short in punch in the faces?
No, we have plenty of them.
Okay, so yeah.
Best instrument played, I will say, playing the lyre at the talent show.
That's fair.
Best kill. I don't know that he kills anybody, because this sort of seems like
really
the whole,
anybody.
Like, there's no death. Like, people just get, like, chased away.
Yeah.
Best job, no. Best dancing scene. He dances down in with Bacchus. So I'll say with Eurydice in Bacchus's lair.
Okay.
Best death, no. And then best non-gods role, male or female, no. So we've got best costumes, best hair, best instrument, and best dancing scene for young Hercules. So this entire series is out on DVD if you want to... Like, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. A lot of it is boring.
It's mainly for kids.
If you have interest in this, like, in nostalgia or in terms of just, like, being a Gosling completist, watch it slowly. Do not watch this the way that even, like,
don't watch
even
it
what
fast,
you did,
yeah.
Like, six in a day, like, it's too much. It's too much. Even, like,
it's
the best episodes,
much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
The next week we'll be back for Breaker High. Then we've got two movies after that, and then we've got a couple bonus episodes, and then we'll let you all vote on the Gosling Awards, the best and the worst of what boyfriend material had to offer.
The Golden Geese.
Joe, any thoughts about Young Hercules before we close up?
Watch episode number 13. If you just pick one
the
to watch, watch
inside.
Episode number 13. It's so fucking good. That one's hilarious and awesome.
As this episode comes out, we are now weekly with Channing Tatum with Magic Mics, so go check that out. That started this past week. We dropped our bonus, our quarterly Magic Mics, so now we are now weekly for that, so go check that out. I don't know what day of the week that's going to be yet, but you can just get that wherever you get this podcast. And then every Tuesday, Too Fast, Too Forever, go check out our Fast and Furious podcast.
Yes,
that's the
that.
Important one. Do that.
Yep.
But for all things boyfriend material and Magic Mics and Too Fast, Too Forever and our other podcast, Zach Attack, cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, boyfriendmaterial@cageclub.me. Come back next week for High School on a Boat in Breaker High. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we'll see you next week right here on Boyfriend Material.
In an age of light and darkness, Zeus, king of the gods, ruled the universe. He had a son. Young Hercules. Half god, half man. Young Hercules longs to find his place in the world. The father he's never known. And what it means.